Shirley, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Shirley, Nature Play is aimed to encourage so-called free-range kids. How exactly does it work?
So the Nature Play, I haven't worked in that program, but there are various programs that are community-based, and they support children in getting outdoors. And one of the things that's important, and you mentioned that parents often feel uncomfortable about their children getting outdoors, when you don't have a critical mass outdoors, when it's your one child that's walking to school and no other children are walking to school, then that can be difficult. But when you have these community-based programs, people are aware that there's going to be a group of children, they have supports, you have contact from other parents, your child's not isolated. So that's going to give you success.
So it's kind of like a communal, community-wide play group, is it?
Yeah, and there's recognition also that urban spaces are for children. So we often think that parks are for children, but actually children play anywhere and they love to be in places. And they're not gangs when they're outdoors. So children are often demonised when they get into groups and they're in places where people think they shouldn't be. They're not gangs, they're just children outdoors exercising. Children, if they're indoors on their screen, they're demonised for that because they're not getting outside. If they get outside and they're not in a park or not doing what adults want them to do, they're also demonised for that.
Gosh, kids just can't get a break, it seems.
No.
So it does feel like these days, especially we do see in the media, it does seem to be increasingly more dangerous for kids to be, say, out in the streets or out in a park. Is there any truth to that?
There is some truth, and some of the, things that are extremely rare are escalated in the media. So people are aware of cases that are extremely rare and unlikely to happen to their child. And as you mentioned, I think that children are more likely to have a chronic disease from being inactive. That's far more likely than, say, being abducted. But that's what parents fear, is something like an abduction, assault or something like that. It's difficult for children to get outdoors. One of the dangers is traffic. So when we reminisce about the old days, when we used to play outdoors, we didn't have so many traffic dangers. Often there's a good park for children to play in, but they can't get there unless someone actually drives them there and actually adds to the traffic. So we often prioritise cars over green spaces. So we need more green corridors and areas that can connect places for children to play. Mm-hmm. And it's good for everyone, not just children.
Absolutely. Even myself, you know, I'm an adult and there's no parks nearby that I'd feel comfortable walking to.
Yeah.
So it'd be good to have more green spaces in our city and, you know, Australia-wide. How exactly have kids developed this attachment to their screens? So we are seeing kids spending more and more time attached to their screens than spending time outside. Why are we seeing this?
Adults often think that children are addicted to screens. If you ask a child to draw their ideal space, it will be outdoors. Most children will prefer outdoors, but it's convenient for adults to have children indoors. And then when they're indoors, they're bored, the screen is actually a really great kind of place for them to be. So that's how it happens. It's not really a preference. So if you allowed a child to choose where they would like to be, they want to be outside with their friends. And when children are outdoors and when they're with their peers, they're much more physically active than when they're inside and with adults. But that's where they spend most of their time.
Right. Well, when we do have kids outside, how do we make sure they do stay safe and more aware of their own self protection and safety?
Having a critical mass is important. So these community initiatives that mean that there are going to be a number of children walking to school, playing in parks, they're all important because it means there's a critical mass there. And if one child has a problem, other children will look out for that child, or other parents will be dropping by and they'll see that a child is having difficulties. So people look out for other children. When children are on their own, they're a little more vulnerable.
Right. Well, hopefully it'll be good to see more, you know, play groups and like communal play groups out in public. You know, hopefully it becomes a bigger thing these days. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Shirley.
Thank you.